Good morning and welcome. You're listening to News18.com's Daybreak. Hello and welcome. You're listening to News18's podcast, The Daybreak, with me, Zoya Mateen. Let's quickly have a look at some of the top stories for the day. Just weeks before the national election, Rahul Gandhi, the Congress chief, has announced what he calls a historic minimum income guarantee scheme. He said that if Congress is voted to par under the scheme, ₹72,000 a year will be given for India's poorest families. Addressing a press conference at a conclave in Gujarat on Monday, he said that the final assault on poverty has begun with the scheme named Nyuntam Ajay Yojana by his sister Priyanka Gandhi in place. The money will be directly transferred to the bank accounts of 20% of the poorest in the country, and the scheme would lift 5 crore families or 25 crore people out of poverty, Gandhi said. He explained that any family earning less than ₹12,000 a month will receive ₹6,000 every month in its bank account. Now, as expected, a political slugfest soon ensued over Congress's what it's called groundbreaking poll promise, which the party chief unveiled. The proposed cash handout is seen modeled loosely on the universal basic income, a concept attracting growing interest around the world. Now, the UBI involves people being given a flat lump sum by the state instead of subsidies and social security payments. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley has thrashed the Congress scheme, calling it chhal kapat, deceit and bluff. Congress has historically believed in political transactions in the name of removing poverty, he alleged. Jet Airways founder Naresh Goyal and his wife Anita Goyal on Monday resigned from the board of the airline they founded 25 years ago, thus clearing the way for an immediate bailout of ₹1,500 crore by lenders. Goyal's exit was a condition set by bankers for the rescue of the cash-strapped airline that has been struggling with grounded fleet and mounting dues to banks, suppliers, pilots and lessors. The banks led by State Bank of India will convert their debt into equity and take a controlling stake in the airline for a token sum of 1 rupee. Finance Minister Arun Jaitley said that he was happy with the lenders' decisions and added that banks have kept self-interests in mind by trying to keep it as a going entity so that they can recover their dues. Next up, Jawaharlal Nehru University Vice Chancellor M. Jagdesh Kumar alleged on Monday that the varsity students forcibly entered his house and confined his wife inside for several hours. Now, 7 students have been on a hunger strike since last week in protest against the online system of entrance exam that is set to be implemented from this academic session at the JNU University. According to sources, the alleged incident took place after students from left outfit had earlier attempted to have their concerns addressed by the VC. A student from a left outfit, however, rejected the allegation and said a group of students had gone to meet the vice chancellor, but they were allegedly manhandled by the security personnel present there. Right, coming back to some more electoral developments ahead of the Lok Sabha elections, the All India Congress Committee on Monday announced Nirupam's candidature from the Mumbai Northwest Lok Sabha seat, but at the same time replaced him with former Union Minister Milind Deora as the Grand Old Party's Mumbai Unit Chief. According to sources in the party, this was in the offing for at least 4 months, as there were complaints made about Nirupam's style of functioning before Congress President Rahul Gandhi and also General Secretary Mallikarjun Kharge. The matter was very much under consideration, a source revealed. BJP on Monday released its list of 40 star campaigners for Uttar Pradesh. The list carried names of Prime Minister Narendra Modi, the party president Amit Shah, Union Ministers Arun Jaitley, Rajnath Singh, Nitin Gadkari and Sushma Swaraj, among others. Meanwhile, unhappy with its Delhi unit for objecting to field celebrities in the national capital for the polls, the BJP has asked it to send a fresh list of probables. The Delhi BJP election committee had shortlisted 3 names each for the 7 Lok Sabha seats in the national capital. The list, however, did not include names of former cricketer Gautam Gambhir, whose name was making rounds as a possible candidate from the capital seat after he joined the party recently. Talks of a possible alliance between the Congress and the Aam Aadmi Party in Delhi made way once again after the Delhi Congress President Sheila Dixit and other leaders of the unit on Monday discussed the possibility of this alliance for the Lok Sabha polls at a meeting with Rahul Gandhi. The opinion remained divided on the issue and everyone in the meeting was unanimous that Gandhi should take the final call in the larger interest of the party, and according to sources, four former Delhi Congress presidents including Ajay Makan favoured the alliance, but Delhi Congress President Sheila Dixit and three working presidents maintained their stand against the alliance. Now, once again, a decision on the alliance is yet to be made. Right, with this we come to an end of today's podcast, but like always, we'll be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, like I always say, please don't forget to subscribe to our newsletter, The Daybreak, at news18.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you all have a really good day.
Thank you for listening. Stay updated by visiting news18.com.